I love my father very much, and I'm always very proud of him because he can do many different things. He helps the Kunji Organ Festival every year, and he was recently chosen to be the leader of a group that produced a Hamanomachi area shopping map for Chinese tourists. He is good at English too. However, there is one thing about him I can't stand, his cigarettes. He smokes at least one pack a day, and however often I tell him to stop smoking, he won't. Everyone knows that smoking is bad for our health. There are a lot of poisons in cigarette smoke, which can cause lung cancer and heart disease. Also, when somebody smokes, the non-smokers around them breathing even more harmful substances than the smokers themselves. This is called passive smoking, and proves that smoking is bad for the environment immediately around us. However, did you know that the production of tobacco and cigarettes is also bad for the world's environment? While looking on the internet into ways of helping my father quit smoking, I found out the tobacco industry is also playing a large part in environmental destruction. In a WHO report about the destruction of forests by the tobacco companies around the world, anywhere from 20% to 50% of forests were destroyed every year just to provide the timber required to dry tobacco leaves. This total adds up to 2,000 square kilometers of forest a year, or roughly an area 6 times the size of Nagasaki Prefecture. Tobacco companies in advanced nations cut down trees in poorer countries because it is cheap. Smokers must remember that the actions of the tobacco industry and the companies like Japan Tobacco lead to deforestation and in turn global warming. Right now, Prime Minister Hatoyama is saying that the Japanese government is going to take action towards reducing global warming. However, while on the one hand we are trying hard to solve global warming, on the other we are cutting down trees just to produce harmful cigarettes. This situation just seems to be wrong to me. Only trees and plants can create oxygen, which is indispensable to all living things. You may have heard of Wangari Maathai, a woman who has been replanting trees in her country, Kenya, for more than 30 years. When she realized how much environmental destruction was being caused in Kenya, she started to plant new trees, because planting new trees is one step we can take to reduce global warming. Right now, in the Kenny Namori Citizens Forest here in Nagasaki, a similar campaign is being held. I hope this event will remind people how important it is to protect forests. From 2004, the Japanese government decided to put messages on packets of cigarettes warning about health problems in more detail and in bigger letters. In Nagasaki, several areas in the city were designated as no-smoking places. The laws now say if you're smoking out of public places, you will have to pay a fine of 2,000 yen. I have some further suggestions to the Japanese government. First, I'd like them to use the tobacco tax and the fines collected from these new laws to plant more trees. I also want them to give more information about the harm cigarettes are doing, not only to smokers and the people around them, but also to the environment around the world. I love my father and I want him to quit smoking, but not just for his own health. I want the earth to live longer too. I want all smokers to quit smoking and force the tobacco companies and the governments to receive their revenue to make a larger contribution towards clearing up the air around us and towards solving the problem of global warming. They all have a duty to help the earth live longer.